chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章, 我们从22节读到36节。
John chapter 3 will read from verse 22 to verse 36.
我用中文读, 请Emil弟兄用英文读。
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音第三章22节。 这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。
After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized.
约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。
Now John also was baptizing in Ainon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were constantly coming to be baptized.
那时约翰还没有下在监里。This
was before John was put in prison.
约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。An
argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing.
就来见约翰说，拉比， 从前同你在约旦河外，你所听见、你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。They
came to John and said to them, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing, and everyone is going to him.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能做什么。
To this, John replied, A man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我做见证。You
yourself can testify, testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.
娶新妇的就是新郎。新郎的朋友 站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。The
bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。That
joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, and I must become less.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是俗乎地。他所说的也是俗乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。The
one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speak as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
他将所见所闻的见证出来， 只是没有人领受他的见证。He
testified to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony.
那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。The
man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful.
神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, and for God gives the Spirit without limit.
父爱子已将万有交在他手里。The
Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。Whoever
believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see light, for God's wrath remains on him.
在这几个月来, 我们都一起地思想一个题目。
In this past few months, we have meditated on one theme.
而这一个题目就是施洗约翰的见证。
And this topic is the testimony of John the Baptist.
而我想施洗约翰的见证也是成了 我们的榜样，我们见证的榜样。
And I think John the Baptist, his testimony become our example and become our testimony.
我们已经提过了，施洗约翰见证绝为基督乃是神的羔羊。
We have said that John the Baptist had testified that this Christ is the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊乃是献祭给神的。
And the Lamb of God is a sacrifice for God.
这一个祭牲乃是要做挽回祭，把我们与神的那一个关系挽回回来。
And this sacrifice will become a redemption for us so that we have a relationship with God.
这一只神的羔羊也可以说是赎罪祭，把我们的罪因着耶稣基督的宝血叫我们得着了赦免。
And this sacrifice also become a sacrifice of atonement so that our sins can be forgiven by the blood of Christ.
绝为的基督不单是神的羔羊，他也是神的儿子。
This Christ, not only he is the Lamb of God, he is also the Son of God.
我们第一次提到神的儿子，就用约翰福音第一章第十四节和十八节。
When we first mentioned that he is the Son of God, we used a reference from John chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 18.
那里告诉我们说，他乃是神的独生的儿子。
And it tells us over there, he is the one and only begotten Son of God.
这个独生的儿子意思说，唯独他才能够把神完全的表明出来。
And this the only beloved Son of God is that he is the only one who can reveal to us about God.
第二个，我们在哥罗西书第一章第十五节里面告诉我们说，绝为神的儿子乃是神的爱子。
And also in Colossians chapter 1, it tells us that this Son of God is also a beloved Son of God.
神的爱子的意思乃告诉我们说，他乃是一切创造的元首。
And this beloved Son of God tells us that he is the leader of all the creation.
他不单是创造的元首，他也是新造的元首。
Not only he's the leader of all creation, but also the leader of the new creation.
第三个，我们就说到神的儿子乃是神的长子。
And thirdly, we talk about the Son of God is really the firstborn of God.
这就是在希伯来书第一章第八节给我们所说的。
And this is recorded in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8.
这个长子的意思乃是告诉我们说他是祭司。
And this firstborn is telling us that he is the priest.
他也是承受万有的。
He is the one to receive all things.
他是承受产业的。
He is the one to receive all the inheritance.
我们在他的里面也可以承受神给我们的产业。
If we are in him, we can also receive this inheritance with him.
我们也成了神的产业。
And we also become his inheritance.
今天我们就看到最后的最末最后的一个阶段，施洗约翰的见证。
And finally, we're going to look at the last testimony, which is the testimony from John the Baptist.
我曾经提到过，施洗约翰见证主耶稣乃是基督。
And I mentioned that John the Baptist testified that our Lord Jesus is Christ.
主耶稣是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
现在最后就是主耶稣是新郎。
And finally, that our Lord Jesus is the bridegroom.
或许你们刚刚听到有一点的shock.
I think when you may be shocked when you first heard that.
你说怎么样耶稣是做新郎？
How can Jesus be the bridegroom?
那谁是新妇？
Then who is the bride?
若是耶稣是新郎，感谢主，我们就是新妇。
If Jesus is the bridegroom, then we are the bride.
在这里我们刚刚读到约翰福音第三章22节到36节。
Earlier we read from John chapter 3 from verse 22 to verse 36.
这里告诉我们说基督是新郎。
Here it tells us that Christ is the bridegroom.
施洗约翰自己说他是新郎的朋友。
And John the Baptist said that he's the friend of the bridegroom.
他当中有暗示告诉我们说，教会乃是心腹。
And he kind of indicated that the church is the bride.
我想我宁可用一点时间把约翰福音三章刚刚所读的有一点的解释。
I want to use some time to explain what we have just read from John chapter 3.
约翰在这里的22节说, 这是以后。
And John was recording, he said, after this.
我想我们的主耶稣受施洗约翰的洗以后,
And I think it's because after Jesus was baptized by the baptism of John,
他就接着带他的门徒们也在每一个地方传福音。
And Jesus took all his disciples and he was preaching the gospel in the different area.
可以说他先开始在加利利,
he started in Galilee.
以后就渐渐向南就到犹太的地方。
And slowly he goes south into the land of Judah.
这个时候施洗约翰也在哪一个地方传福音为人施浸。
And at that time, John the Baptist was also preaching the gospel and baptizing people.
但是他特别是靠近约旦河边,
but he was closer to the River Jordan.
圣经告诉我们说, 约翰在靠近撒冷的埃润也施洗。
And his tells that he was baptizing in an area near Salem.
所以众人都去受洗。
So many people went to him to be baptized.
但是有一个人就来到施洗约翰的门徒的当中。
But there's a man who came to the disciples of John the Baptist.
他就看见当时耶稣和他的门徒为很多的人施洗。
And he saw that Jesus was baptizing with his disciples for many people.
虽然施洗约翰众人都去受洗，但是主耶稣和他的门徒为人施洗，比施洗约翰更多。
Even though there are a lot coming to John the Baptist, but when Jesus and his disciple was baptizing, there were a lot more people going over there.
所以这一个犹太人或许是法利赛人差来的。
This Jew may be sent by the Pharisee.
他就来到施洗约翰的门徒当中，就讨论说，到底这一个受洗是什么意思？
So he came to this people and asked, "What is this meaning of this baptism?"
为什么施洗约翰为人受洗，主耶稣和他的门徒也为人受洗？
Why is that John the Baptist baptizing people and then Jesus and his disciples also baptizing people?
这一个两个洗礼的意思到底有什么不同?
What's the difference between these two baptisms?
为什么受了施洗约翰的洗，现在还要受主耶稣的洗？
After they were baptized by John the Baptist, why do they still need to be baptized by Jesus?
所以约翰的门徒他就来到施洗约翰的面前。
So the disciples of John the Baptist came to John and asked.
他意思告诉施洗约翰说，你看，你从前为他施洗的哪一位主耶稣，现在他和他的门徒施洗，比人比的人比你更多。
So they told John that the one you baptized, Jesus, now he's baptizing, and there are more people going to him now.
他现在心里有一点为他的 老师着急,
and this disciple had some worry for his teacher.
他也是为做了主耶稣和他的门徒施洗更多起了一个嫉妒的心。
And also because there are more people going to Jesus and his disciples, they have a jealousy heart.
所以他就来到施洗约翰的面前。
So they came to John the Baptist.
他说众人 都往他那里去了。
He said that all these people are going to him.
我想我们也是常常的在人生的许多的事业的当中也是有这样的情况。
And then sometimes in our career, maybe we have situation like that.
我们看见后来的沮丧，我们心里有一点惧怕。
And we saw that those people who are behind us now is passing us, then we become fearful.
或许我们心里有点不服,
and then maybe we don't want to take that.
或许我们也会嫉妒,
and maybe we will be jealous.
我想你们在学校的当中也会发生这样的事情。
I think in your school, things like that may happen too.
有的同学比你分数考得高的时候，你也会胆怯。
And when there are other students who have higher score than you, then you become
我想这是一般人的心理。
I think this is a heart of a
所以使徒约翰的门徒也是一样的，来到他的老师的面前说，现在很多人都往他那里去了。
So the disciple of John also came to John and said that all these people are going to Jesus.
但是我们感谢主，这位施洗约翰并不是像你我一样的。
But then this John the Baptist is not like you and I.
在二十七节，约翰就回答说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。”
In verse 27, John replied that a man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
施洗约翰很清楚地分别出来说，一个东西是从天上来的，从神来的，和从人间来的，从地上来的，是有分别的。
And John can really distinguish something that's come from heaven, from God, is very different from the earth and from man.
虽然他也是奉神差遣来做主耶稣基督的开路先锋。
Even though he was sent by God to be the leaders before Christ,
但是他知道他的哪一个身位不过是做开路先锋的。
But he knows that his position is only to prepare the way for Christ.
他的目的乃是为了那后来的哪一位的主耶稣基督。
His purpose is for the one who's coming, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他常常就回答人说，我不是基督。
So he always answers people saying that I am not the Christ.
我也不是摩西在生命记所预言的哪一位的先知。
And I'm not the prophet that Moses prophesied in the Old Testament.
我也不是哪一位的将来所要来复兴万事的先知。
And I'm not the prophet who will come in the future to revive all things.
我乃是奉差遣走到他的前面。
And I'm sent here to be going ahead of him.
这一个坐在前面乃是为他做开路。
And to be ahead of him so that I can prepare the way for him.
乃是为乃后来来的做见证。
To be a testimony for the one who's coming behind me.
所以继续下去他就说一句话。
So continue, he said one sentence.
他说娶信妇的就是新郎。
He said the one who takes the bride is the bridegroom.
他是新郎的朋友站在听见站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy.
所以我这喜乐也满足了。
And then he said, my joy is now complete.
他说他必兴旺我必衰微。
And then he said, he must become greater and I must become less.
我想这一句话乃是真的我们每一个跟随主耶稣人的榜样。
And I think this is an example for all of those who really want to follow Christ.
我想更是一个侍奉人的榜样。
It's more an example for us who want to serve God.
我们知道说谁是应当被高举的。
We know who should be raised up.
谁是应当的要卑微的。
And who should be humbled.
我想施洗约翰这是他最后的一个宣布。
I think this is the final proclamation by John the Baptist.
他指着耶稣说他必兴旺。
He pointing to Jesus, he said, he must become greater.
我必衰微。
I must become less.
让主耶稣被高举。
May our Lord Jesus be raised up.
让主耶稣被显明出来。
May he be revealed.
我有时候常常给弟兄姊妹有时候比较有一点幽默的说法。
Sometimes I want to speak to you humorous, with humor.
我就说啊，我们说话说太多了，主就不说话了。
And many times say, if we speak too much, then our Lord won't speak anything.
我们有时候自己靠着自己力量做的太多了，主就不能做事了。
Many times when we do all our own things, and the Lord cannot do any.
我们若是自己占做了自己的地位，圣灵没有办法在我们当中工作。
If we stand in our own position, the Holy Spirit will not be able to work within us.
我想这是施洗约翰给我们最好的榜样。
I think this is the best role model that John the Baptist had put before us.
让主兴旺。
May he become greater.
我必衰微。
And I become less.
让主增加。
May he be increased.
我减少,
and I'll decrease.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们属灵的秘诀。
This is the secret to our spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命若是我要增加, 我们永远的生命不会长进。
If we want to increase, then our life will not be growing.
若是我们属灵的生命愿意自己减少, 我们就有更多的长进。
If we can decrease spiritually, then we will grow.
让我们, 求圣灵开我们的属灵的耳朵, 能够听见施洗约翰这几句的见证。
May he open up our spiritual ears so we can listen to this testimony that John was giving us. He said, the one who takes the bride is the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友站着, 听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And the friends of the bridegroom, when they heard the voice of the bridegroom, they become very joyful.
故事我最喜乐满足了。
And then my joy will become complete.
他必兴旺。
He must become greater.
我必衰微。
I must become less.
写一个新郎的朋友, 就是现在我们去参加很多婚礼, 哪一个伴郎。
And this friend of the bridegroom is the wedding that we attend is the best.
我想有没有一个伴郎, 在哪一个看见新郎来了, 非常的漂亮, 他心里就不大舒服。
I don't know if there's the best man that when they see the bride coming out, because she's pretty, then you don't feel good about it.
若是你早感觉了这样的伴郎, 你不要叫他做伴郎。
If that's the best man you're going to find, then you don't want him to be your best man.
但是施洗约翰真是最真实最忠心的美好的伴郎。
And John the Baptist truly is the best, best man.
他清楚知道说娶信妇的是新郎。
He knows that the one who takes the bride is the bridegroom.
我是站在旁边帮忙他的。
And I'm the one helping him on the side.
我要忠心的去料理许多的事情。
I want to be faithful managing all these other things.
我要为这个新郎预备一些所需要的。
For the sake of the bridegroom, I want to prepare all the
我也要好好的把新娘子介绍带到新郎的面前。
And I want to introduce the bride to the bridegroom.
哦，我一听见新郎来了， 我心里就欢喜快乐。
When I heard the voice of the bridegroom, that when he comes, then my joy becomes.
我想这是在当时犹太的地方很普通的一个习俗。
And this is a tradition that the Jews had at that time.
使徒约翰就把这样的事情记载下来。
And then John, the apostle, recorded this.
让我们知道说，我们所相信的绝位的耶稣，他乃是新郎。
That we know that the Christ we believe in, he is the bridegroom.
或者这不是做我们肉体上的新郎。
It's not a physical bridegroom for us.
他正是做我们属灵上的新郎。
He's a spiritual bridegroom for us.
不单是我们个人上与他有一个密切的关系。
Not only we have a personal relationship with him,
整个的教会也是与他有密切的关系。
But the whole church will have a good relationship with him.
不单是教会与他有密切的关系。
Not only the church have a good relationship with
整个宇宙万物都与他有密切的关系。
But the whole universe and all creation have a good
relationship 我想若是我们读旧约,
with him.
读通了以后, 我们就不很难了解这件事情。
If we study the Old Testament well, then it's not hard to understand it.
因为旧约把神的爱给人显明的时候，乃是说到父子的关系。
Because when the love of God was revealed to us, it's the love between father and son.
一个君王和人民的关系。
The king and his citizens.
但是最亲密的乃是夫妻的关系。
But the most intimate is the relationship between husband and wife.
是到了诗篇。 第19篇 我们就看到神就借着大卫把这样的启示出来。
In Psalm 19 God had revealed to us through the Psalm of David.
诗篇第19篇 我想很多人会背。
Psalm 19 I think a lot of you can memorize it.
他说诸天述说神的荣耀。
He says heaven declares the glory of God.
群川传扬他的手段。
And the sky proclaim his work.
这日到那里传出言语。
And from this day to that day, the words were proclaimed.
这夜到会背错了。 好，我们再来一次。诸天述说神的荣耀。
Heaven declares his glory.
群山传扬他的手段。
And the skies proclaim his word.
这里到那里传出言语。
Day after day they pour out.
这夜到那夜传出知识。
And night after night they display knowledge.
他说无言无语也无声音可听。
So there's no speech or language where the voice is
not heard. 他的粮袋充遍天下。
And his voice goes out all the earth.
他的言语传到地极。
The words to the ends of the world.
哎，我有时候我就觉得每位弟兄姊妹最好早起。
And I feel that all Christian brothers and sisters should get up early.
刚刚太阳还没有出来的时候就要起来。
Before the sunrise, you should get up.
特别夏天的时候，你要跑到野外去。
Especially in summer, you need to go to the countryside.
我想你去散散步，跑步。
And then you can just take a walk or just jog around.
对你们的身体也有帮助。
And it's good for your health.
对属灵上启发也有帮助。
And it's also give you great insight spiritually.
甚至我们看见哪一个宇宙万物的奇妙。
When we see the wonderful universe.
神也是借着这一个宇宙万物向你我说话。
God will speak to us through this universe.
神把他的启示先放在这一个宇宙的当中。
And God had made his revelation on in this universe.
但是在这里第五节说 他说神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
And then verse 5 said, in the heaven he has pitched a tent for the sun.
好像在诗篇十九篇里面的观念告诉我们说一切的宇宙都是为着太阳造的。
It seems like there's a concept that the whole universe is for the sake of the sun.
可能在科学上你觉得不合逻辑。
Maybe scientifically you don't think it's logical.
但是在整个人哪一个宇宙我们与人的关系的里面神借着这样的宇宙让我们看到这一个宇宙乃是要为着这一个太阳设立的。
Maybe from that, from that relationship, God used the universe to demonstrate that it's for the sake of the sun.
他说神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
He said God will pitch a tent for the sun in the heavens.
那在这里说太阳如同什么？太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如远视翻廊被褥。
He said the sun is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
他从天这边出来绕到天那边。
He rises at one end of heaven and makes a circuit to the other.
没有一物被隐藏不得他的热气。
Nothing is hidden from his heat.
这里乃是告诉我们有一位太阳。
And here tells there is a sun.
这位太阳是谁？
Who is his sun?
这位太阳乃是新郎。
And that's the bridegroom.
谁是新郎？
Who is the bridegroom?
主耶稣基督乃是新郎。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he's the bridegroom.
在马拉基第四章第二节也是告诉我们。
In Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 tells the same thing.
他说他是公义的日头。
He said he's the righteousness of the sun.
他哪一个光有医治的能力？
And then his light have a healing power.
在马太福音第五章第四十五节说，他用绿头造好人，也造灾人。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 says that he had the sun to shine on the good and the evil.
我们的主耶稣的恩典。
With the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这位新郎来到的时候
When this bridegroom comes,
他乃是真光
He is the true light.
他要照一切世上的人
He will shine on all the people in the world.
这一个日头照好人但是也照呆人也照不好的人
And the sun will shine on the good people and also on the evil people.
谁说那个耶稣只是为着犹太人的
Who said Jesus is only for the Jews?
谁说耶稣只是他救恩只为着我们当中的。
Who said the salvation, the grace is only for us?
但是很多人不愿意接受。
But many people would not want to receive.
虽然恩典给他，他不愿意接受。
Even the grace will come upon him, he
虽然哪一个太阳照着他的时候，他躲在哪个暗室的里面。
When the sun shine on him, but he hide away from it.
但是我们绝为这主的爱，乃是为着了整个世界。
But the love of our Lord Jesus is for the whole world.
但是他的恩典乃是需要人自己愿意不愿意接受。
But his grace needs to be accepted by us personally.
凡接受他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他权柄做神的儿女。
For those who receive him is the one who believe in his name, he will give them the privilege to become children of God.
我们只要愿意接受。
All we need is to receive him.
我们只要愿意相信。
All we need is to believe him.
我们愿意打开我们的心门。
To open up our hearts.
哪一个生命之光就可以照进我们的身上。
The life of light will then shine upon us.
不单是诗篇十九篇这样的预言到他是新郎。
Not only from Psalm 19 it had prophesied that he is the bridegroom.
我们特别的看到雅歌整本的书都是说到他是新郎。
We can see from Songs of Son that the whole book is prophesizing that he is the bridegroom.
我想我没有时间的一一的来说明。
I don't think I have time to speak of it in detail.
但是我们读到雅各的时候，我们就觉得我们的主耶稣是何等的可爱。
When we read about Psalm 1, we will feel that our Lord Jesus is so lovely.
他是你我的新郎。
He is the bridegroom for you and I.
他是你我的良人。
He is the lover for you and I.
我们乃是他的佳偶。
And we are his.
我们主耶稣自己也指着自己说他是新郎。
And our Lord Jesus also said about himself that he's the bridegroom.
在马太福音第九章第十五节。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse 15.
有很多的法利赛人就来批评耶稣说。
Many Pharisees came to criticize Jesus. And
他说施洗约翰的门徒都禁食，你的门徒为什么不禁食？
He said the disciples of John the Baptist they all fast. How come your disciples don't fast?
主耶稣就回答他说。
And Jesus answered them.
他说新郎和陪伴的人同在的时候，陪伴的人岂可禁食吗？
He said how can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them?
他说律师见到新郎离开的时候，他们就要禁食了。
And then he said, the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, then they will fast.
这是主耶稣对着自己来说的，他乃是新郎。
And this is Jesus referring to himself that he is the
bridegroom. 当他在世的时候，与门徒存在的时候，他又吃又喝。
When he was with the disciples on this earth, he was eating and celebrating.
人也是这样的批评耶稣。
And people also criticized Jesus.
他说他是贪吃好酒。
And they said that he loved to eat.
他就又吃又喝。
And then he would eat and drink.
但是施洗约翰他常常的不吃不喝。
But John the Baptist many times he would not eat and
drink. 人又说他是被鬼附的。
And some people said that he was possessed by the spirit.
但是智慧之子总以智慧为事。
But the son of the wise will use the wisdom.
昨天早上五号前个礼拜，我记得他临唱诗的时候就说了哈利路亚，这个宇宙这个历史从哈利路亚开始，也从哈利路亚结束。
And I was last week at Wu Hao saying that when he was leading Singspiration, he said the universe start with Hallelujah and then will finish with Hallelujah.
我早上就想到这个历史。开始一个婚礼。
And I was thinking this morning, the history also start with a wedding.
最后又有婚礼。
And then it will also finish with a wedding.
第一个婚礼乃是我们的神为亚当证婚。
And the first wedding,
亚当夏娃证婚。
First wedding was our God was the oversigning the wedding between Adam and Eve.
这是一个第一个亚当的婚礼。
This is the first wedding.
很可惜的，人以后做了魔鬼的诡计。
Regretfully that we have fallen into the tricks of Satan.
本来这个家庭是一个神祝福的地方。
Originally, this family is a blessed family.
但是人犯罪了以后，家庭就不和。
But then after we sin, there's a quarrel, a conflict within the family.
所以有人就说啊，夫妻吵架是正常的。
So there are people said that if you have quarrel among husband and wife, that's normal.
若是不吵不闹，不正常。
If you don't have any quarrel, then it's not normal.
是因为人犯了罪。
Because we have sinned.
但是感谢神，最后有一个婚礼。
But thank God that there will be a wedding in the end.
这一个婚礼乃是末后的亚当的婚礼。
And this wedding is for the late, for the later Adam.
我们的神的心意就是要为末后的亚当，要娶新妇。
And our God wants to have a bride for the second Adam.
所以在启示录第十九章，就唱出这样的诗歌。
So in Revelation 19, there is this song.
那个开始的就是四个哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
It started out with just hallelujah and hallelujah.
所以今天开始的时候我们唱 hallelujah.
So the first song we have sang is also hallelujah.
唱 hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
但是最后等一下要唱 hallelujah, 赞美主。
But later on, we also need to sing hallelujah to praise the Lord.
这个是开始有一个 hallelujah.
So we start out with a hallelujah.
最后也是一个 hallelujah.
And at the end, we finish with a hallelujah.
在启示录第十九章的里面有四次的四节的唱 hallelujah.
In Revelation 19, there are four verses that to sing about
hallelujah. 以后就说到羔羊的婚期到了。
And then later on, it said then the a wedding for the lamb had come.
这是历史的最高峰。
And this is the climax of the history.
我们要成了他的幸福。
We will become his bride.
他要成了我们的良人。
And he will become our lover.
但是这许多的幸福已经预备好了。
And all these brides need to be prepared.
他乃是穿上那个洁白的细麻的衣服。
And he will, she will have to wear the garment of the fine linen.
这个细麻的衣服就是圣徒所行的义。
And the fine linen represents the righteousness of the saints.
我们常常听说主耶稣快再来了。
And we always hear that our Lord will come back soon.
我们常常就说要预备。
And we also said that we need to be prepared.
我们常常说我们要好好的祷告。
And we said that we need to pray fervently.
但是我们怎么预备来迎接我们的新郎？
But how do we prepare to receive our bridegroom?
乃是预备那一个洁净的细麻衣。
Is to prepare for that clean, fine linen garment.
我们也是已经因着了神的恩，得着了洁净。
Because of His grace, we are already cleansed.
我们也必须要从我们的里面的生命的里面活出一个美好的见证。
But we also need to live in, from our life a good testimony.
这是我们的主耶稣，他是新郎。
And our Lord Jesus, He's the bridegroom.
我们乃是新妇。
And we are the bride.
当主再来的时候，宇宙要大的欢喜快乐。
When our Lord come back, the whole universe will rejoice.
一切的万物，一切的生灵。
And all these creation, all these things.
天上一切的天使。
All the angels in heaven,
地上一切的圣徒,
and all the saints on earth,
我们都要唱 Hallelujah.
We will all sing Hallelujah.
那是我们大喜的时候,
and this is a day of joy.
那是你我的盼望,
and this is our hope.
我本来说是想一节一节的说,
originally I want to speak of it verse at a time.
现在没有剩下几分钟,
but there's only a few minutes left.
我一定要在55分结束。
I want to finish by 11:55.
但是我要愿意讲几句这个新郎的朋友。
But I want to say a few things about the friends of the bridegroom.
施洗约翰常常说我不是。
And John the Baptist always said that I am not the one.
他另外他常常说我不配。
And he's always said that I'm not worthy.
他另外常常说我减少。
He always said that I will decrease.
他增加。
And he will increase.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主耶稣千丈职位的开路先锋。
But our Lord Jesus prays about this, the one who prepared for him.
使徒约翰说，他不是那光，乃是为光做见证。
John, the Apostle John said that he's not the light, but he's the testimony of the light.
但是我们的主为他做见证说，他乃是一盏明灯。
But our Lord Jesus testified for John the Baptist, he is like a bright light.
哪一个明灯可能要过去？
This bright lamp may pass away.
但是哪一个明灯却是带领许许多多的在黑暗当中的人到哪一个大光的面前？
But this bright lamp had bring so many people come to this great light.
有很多的时候我心里有个负担。
Many times I have a burden in my heart.
我就觉得我要做一盏的小明灯。
I want to be just a little lamp.
天天要发光。
But to shine daily.
主耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
And Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
你们是地上的盐。
You are the salt of the world.
你们的灯也要常常的点着。
And your light, your lamp needs to be lighted.
让我们在这个黑暗的时代的里面擦干净我们的灯。
In this dark generation, we need to cleanse and wash, shine our light.
虽然我们不能够像施洗约翰成了一盏的明灯。
Maybe we cannot be like John the Baptist to become a bright lamp.
但是我们的小小的灯光可能也会照亮在迷路的人。
Maybe a little light will shine on some of those who are lost.
让他们能够有方向可走。
So that they have direction to go.
虽然我们不是道路。
Even though we are not the way.
但是我们的小小的光可以照做让人能够看见那个道路。
But that little light may be able to shine so people can walk on that way.
所以施洗约翰他实在是一个明灯。
So John the Baptist, truly, he is the bright lamp.
我仍然有时候有一点批评人。
And sometimes I may still criticize.
有一本书叫做《不灭的灯火》。
There's a book called that, A Lamp That Will Not Die Out.
我就觉得这个见证，书里面的见证非常好。
I felt that this testimony was very good in the book.
但书的标题不太对。
But then the title of the book was not quite right.
我们怎么样可以见证成了不灭的灯火？
How can we be a lamp that will not die out?
若是给我来建议的时候，那个应该要改成江场的灯火。
If I'm going to suggest a title, it will be a lamp that may will die out soon.
我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
他说亚山的芦苇他不折断。
And he said the bruised wheat he will not break.
江场的灯火他不吹灭。
But the lamp about to die out he will not blow out.
可能我个人就是一盏的江场的灯火。
Maybe I will be a lamp that may die out soon.
我今天能够站在这一个地方是因着主耶稣的恩典和他的怜悯。
Today I can stand here because of his grace and mercy.
他还没有吹灭我这个江场的灯火。
He has not blown out my lamp yet.
但是总是有一天我的灯火要吹灭。
But one of these days my lamp will die out.
但是感谢主，当我的那一个江场的灯火灭了以后，我要进到那个更美的家乡。
But thank the Lord, when my lamp die out, I will enter a prettier country.
我可以见到我的主，我的神。
I can see my Lord, my God.
他不单是一盏明灯，
Not only he is a bright lamp，
他也是一个最大的先知。
He is the greatest prophet。
他说，在妇人所生的没有比施洗约翰更大的。
And Jesus said, among those who are born of women, no one will be greater than John the Baptist。
他实在是伟大。
He is great。
他实在是一个大的先知。
He is a great prophet。
他的伟大在哪一个地方
？Where is his greatness？
因为他说，他必兴旺。我必衰微。
Because he said he must become greater and I must become less.
我不是那基督。
I'm not the Christ.
我也不是那真光。
And I'm not the true light.
我也不是那先知。
I'm not that prophet.
我要减少。
I must decrease.
他必增加。
He must increase.
这是施洗约翰的伟大。
This is the greatness of John the Baptist.
让我们也能够跟随我们的先锋来做见证。
Let's follow the example of this leader for us.
让我们能够愿意自己卑微。
That we can humble ourselves.
让主耶稣能在我们当中显明出来。
That our Lord Jesus can be revealed in our lives.
我想我没有时间再讲新娘。
I don't think I have time to talk about the bride.
特别姊妹都会了解。
I think all the sisters will understand it anyway.
最后我就讲几句我们最后所要唱的诗歌。
And finally, I just want to say a few things of the song that we want to sing.
在532首。
532。532。
我想我们唱，我稍微介绍一下，那我们要好好的唱，唱完我们要好好的感谢神、赞美神。
I will just say a few things of this song, and then we need to sing it with our heart, and then we can praise God after that.
我们在上面我们看到 Anne Cousin 他这个诗歌是1857年写的。
You see that this song was written by Annie Cousin in 1857.
而且题目是预漏沙长长。
And the title was The Sands of Time.
这个太雅致了，不容易了解。
It's very poetic, it's very hard to understand.
这个英文的名字 The Sand of Time.
And The Sand of Time in English.
我不晓得是不是会了解错了，是不是这个时代的沙慢慢就流失了。
I don't know if the sand of the time will then pass away. I don't know.
但是最后我们乃是要到荣耀以马内利之境。
At the end we will come to the land, Emmanuel's land.
而且一首的诗歌每一节都有荣耀经充满以马内利之境。
In every single stanza there is this verse that the glory will fill in the Emmanuel's land.
而这一句话乃是在16世纪的时候一个非常有名的传道人。
And this is a phrase that's used a lot in the 16th century by a very famous preacher.
他是苏格兰人。
He's a Scottish.
当时他就不赞同要进入那个国教。
And he did not agree to enter into the denomination for the country.
所以他就坚持到每一个地方去传道。
So he insists on going to different places to preach.
以后政府就不让他，不准他讲道。
And later on the government did not allow him to preach anymore.
以后就被关在监狱的里面。
And he was put into prison.
最后要判他死刑。
And finally he was going to be executed.
他最后就是说几句话。
And at the end, he said this phrase.
他说荣耀荣耀经充满以马内利之境。
He said, glory, glory, dwelleth in the Emmanuel's land.
过了200年。
After 200 years.
这 Cousin, 他就这一句话进了他的心里。
This phrase entered the heart of Cousin, the author.
他就写了这一首的诗歌。
And he wrote this song.
告诉我们说我们有一位良人。
To tell us that there's a lover that we have.
这位良人乃是主耶稣基督。
And that lover is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是他的心腹。
We are his bride.
世界上一切都要过去。
All the things on earth will pass away.
但是都把我们带进入了那一个荣耀以马内利之境。
But all this should bring us to the glory of the Emmanuel's land.
我想有会可以领我们唱，我们好好的唱，我们好好的祷告，好好的赞美。
Then we can sing this with our hearts, and then we can give praise after that.
我们起立唱这首诗歌。
Oh.